podcasts from the Cochrane Library, the latest evidence for healthcare decision-making.
Hello, I'm David Tovey, Editor-in-Chief of the Cochrane Library. Various aspects of our daily lives might cause or prevent cancer. Katia Bohm and colleagues have done a Cochrane review for one of these, green tea, summarising the evidence on whether it reduces the risk of cancer.
Tea brewed from the leaves of the plant Camellia sinensis is the second most common drink in the world. Only plain water is more common. Globally, 20% of the tea that is drunk is green tea, with it being especially popular in Asia. Many claims have been made for its ability to protect against illness, and we investigated one of these claims in our Cochrane review. We analyzed a total of 51 studies, including over 1.6 million participants, to assess possible associations between green tea and cancer. This is the first investigation on such a large scale, but despite this large amount of data, the jury still seems to be out on whether green tea can prevent the development of various cancer types. We searched through decades of literature and contacted makers of green tea. The earliest study was published in 1985, and the most recent one in 2008. Studies investigated several different types of cancer, including gastrointestinal, urogenital tract, breast, liver, oral, and lung cancer. However, very few randomized trials have been carried out, and we had to rely almost completely on observational studies. Such studies do not allow us to decide whether there is a causal relationship between green tea and cancer, as things other than tea might have influenced the development of cancer. The studies are also at risk of recall bias, which means that participants may not remember the exact amount or duration of their green tea consumption when asked retrospectively. When investigating the effects of green tea, we knew that it would be very unlikely that its effect would be good in all circumstances. Cancerous diseases and their mechanisms of progression are too varied. Therefore, if green tea has an effect, it is possible that there will be groups of people or diseases for which it plays a protective role, others for which it has no effect, and others for which it might even be harmful. We found, for instance, that in regard to prostate cancer incidence, observational studies with higher methodological quality and the only included randomized controlled trial suggested a decreased risk in men who were consuming higher amounts of green tea. Also, we found limited evidence that green tea could be preventative for the risk of liver cancer incidence. There was limited to moderate evidence that the consumption of green tea did not have any preventative effects on lung cancer, especially in men. Furthermore, moderate to strong evidence was found that green tea consumption does not decrease the risk of gastric cancer, and limited to moderate evidence that this is also the case for pancreatic and colorectal cancer. Finally, there was limited to moderate evidence showing that green tea consumption might even increase the risk of urinary bladder cancer in men. However, these associations need to be confirmed further before any firm conclusions can be drawn. We also needed to distinguish between a behavior that is culturally based, such as drinking tea, and what might be perceived as a medical measure, such as taking an extract or a tablet. For some people, the tea may be part of their everyday behavior, and for others, it might be seen as something more medical. In summary, we found that the evidence for green tea preventing cancer is sparse and very inconsistent. The research that we reviewed does not allow us to draw any valid conclusions about the associations of green tea consumption on cancer incidence and mortality. It is also impossible to generalize the findings to the world more widely. The evidence comes mainly from Asian cultures, since this is where most of the included studies were done. Research from Europe and North America is lacking, and such studies are needed before making generalizations across different cultures. One thing, however, is certain: green tea consumption can never account for cancer prevention alone. But more research is still justified. Evidence-based medicine has changed preventative practice and has produced a lasting need for more randomized trials, systematic reviews, and meta-analyses. We need to aim at the creation of high-quality evidence for this much talked about but little researched topic. One should always keep in mind that damaging effects can also be possible, since natural does not automatically equal safe. As well as trials, we strongly recommend the conduction of large, well-designed, prospective cohort studies investigating adequate levels of green tea consumption. In conclusion, people who enjoy a cup of green tea should continue to drink it. Drinking green tea appears to be safe at regular, habitual, and moderate use within its recommended dose of 1,200 milliliters per day, which is about 5 to 6 average cups per day. However, getting an answer to whether or not it prevents cancer needs to wait for new and better research.
If you'd like to read Katya's full review over a cup of tea or not, you can find it at www.thecochranelibrary.com.